I'm trying out new headphones. Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you fine. Do you want me to drop off the surveys, the manual surveys at your house, or do you want me to leave them somewhere?
Oh, the four that you picked up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can pick them up or you can drop them off. I don't know.
You're the White House right on the corner, right? Of Fairway?
Notch, but yes. Or I mean, Notch and Golf, yeah.
Sorry, Notch and Golf, yeah, okay.
We're going to be having our roof redone sometime this week, so... Fair warning.
I think my son and I were walking the other day. We love your weather vane.
Oh.
With the golfer?
When we replace it with the pig weather vane, you can take the golfer because neither of us golf.
Oh, I thought that was, okay. That makes sense now that it came with the house.
Yeah, golf lane, I guess. You know.
We weren't sure. We kept staring at it. We're like, is that a golfer?
It's a golfer.
And I thought, of all the things you shouldn't be out with, which was a golf club in your hand, if it was, but okay.
Yeah, right. No, I'd like to have a flying pig weather vane, but.
Cute.
I collect pigs.
I collect elephants.
Oh, there you go. My sister does the elephant. I'm hoping we have a sufficient number of folks today because. The town meeting is, yeah. Which makes me a bit sad because I would otherwise be there.
Me too. Well, I don't know that it was, I was torn between going because of COVID with the numbers being what they are.
Yes, it is unfortunate that we can't vote. I think you can attend via Zoom. If we end early, I might try to see if it's still.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a great idea. Do you have the Zoom information? I didn't think to get it.
It must be on the top website.
I'll look.
Yeah, it's right on the main page. Special town meeting. Thank you.
recording in public.
Well, it's 7 o'clock. We may be a 7:01. We may be a small group today. We are missing Cheryl, Dan, Milton, John. Is that it? Rhea. Oh, I haven't heard from Rhea. Maybe I should text her. I realized you could hear me because I'm still using the computer microphone, but the speakers are in my ears.
Oh.
Zoom is tricky that way. I wonder if I change it. Let's see here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh. Either way.
Yeah, it's not as good, but it's still fine.
I'll switch back. Are you outside on the deck?
No, it was actually a little bit of magic here.
Why are you wearing your sunglasses?
Just going for a little, something different this evening.
Cool.
Oh, wait, if I move forward a little bit, you can kind of see the sun.
Must be coming through the window. Anne, are you with us? I know she signed on early. Well, I guess seeing as it's almost 7:05, I guess we should get started. I don't think we're going to be able to vote because we don't have a quorum, so we can't approve the minutes.
Amanda, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thanks, Anne. I texted Rhea and did not hear back. John said he might be a bit late because he was planning to try and hit up the town meeting. I did not hear from Milton, Dan, Cheryl, or Rhea. So, and we may, as we're getting into summer, it may be harder to get people as well. That's typically how it is in the summer months, but hopefully we can get started. So I am going to pull up the packet. So everybody got the packet in the email that I sent yesterday, I believe. Sorry for getting it out so late. I wanted to do some analysis after the survey closed. So scrambled to get some last minute stuff done before I sent it out. So we'll get started. It's 7:04 for the official minutes. I do not see any public on the call, but if there is anybody unbeknownst to us that would like to participate. Okay, hearing none, we'll move past the public participation part of our agenda. We do not have a quorum, so we cannot do the approval of the minutes from last meeting. So we'll have to reserve that until next meeting unless more folks join before the end of the meeting, and then we can return to it later.
How many more do we need for a quorum?
I think it's 2/3, right? And so I think there's 10 of us, so we need at least 6. I think we just need one more. Or wait, are there 9 of us now? Milton, John, Rhea, Dan, Cheryl. No, there's 10 of us. We need 6. So moving on to the surveys. So as you probably all saw, because I was pretty obnoxious with my reminders, the survey ended at 11:59 on Sunday night. And I did turn them off, both of them, so that nobody else could submit a response after the deadline. And then thank you, Paula, for checking in and seeing if there were any hard copies. There were not any more hard copies to pick up or enter into the system. So we're good on that front as well. So I just thought that perhaps we should look at some of the data, initial data that I was able to pull together, kind of go over the plan I kind of have for trying to do the analysis on our own and seeing where we might need assistance from other people outside the committee. So I will open up the packet and share my screen. Everybody seeing the PDF? Okay. So this first page was just a summary of the demographics, some of which you kind of got a preview of last month, but this is the final data. So we did end up with 182 surveys, not quite where we wanted to end up, but still pretty good, considering we did get about 30 more after this last push that I did on social media. So
was this the adults?
This is the adult survey. I have not had a chance to do any analysis with the youth survey. The youth survey got, oh, I thought I had it open. Oops. I think 46 responses total. So in terms of age, definitely, you know, saw the most between 35 and 44, but we had quite a good mix. You know, a good number in the 65 to 74, which are considered senior as well. So that's great. So we got a good senior representation, not a ton of 18 to 24 year olds, but I'd have to look at the census to see, you know, how many 18 to 24 year olds are even in town. So like I said, last meeting, I think my plan is to use census data to see how far off of, you know, the total representation in Bolton that our respondents are. So we'll be able to compare to the 2020 census results to see, is our respondents representative of the folks that are in Bolton? English as a preferred language, as it might be expected, 97% where English is a preferred language. So where there's an asterisk, and I have to come up with a better way of explaining this, and I'll probably have to do it on an individual basis, an element by element basis. But for now, I just use the asterisk to indicate that this data has been summarized by me. So for instance, with race, I created a category called multiracial because we allowed people to choose as many as they wanted. And so where people chose more than one option, they have been categorized into a multiracial category. So for these folks who identified as Asian, Asian Indian, or Pacific Islander, that was the only race they identified with, and same with Black or African American. And then I also created a BIPOC, so Black, Indigenous, People of Color category to kind of come up with a bifurcated a way of looking. Are they white, or do they identify as some type of person of color? So that's anybody that didn't identify as simply white. And so these categories are kind of being created to help with our analysis later on, which I'll show you a little bit of what that looks like at this point. country of origin. We have a decent amount of people who've immigrated from other countries into Bolton, which is good to see. And then 90%. We're from the United States. Gender identity, I left all of them in here. There are some responses that I feel like are illustrative of certain people's perspectives, and we may want to share them in the final report. So we had a majority of female compared to male, so I do think that is not quite going to be representative of the town, because I feel like we're probably closer to 50-50, but again, not sure until I look at the census data. The political affiliation, again, this is one that I manipulated. So I combined far left and liberal, and I combined far right and conservative. So into left leaning, right leaning, and then left moderate and undecided and unknown as they were. Disabling condition. So did the person identify as having an impairment, whether it was physical, behavioral, mental health? We combined them all together in that question. So a decent percentage of respondents who did identify with that category. So it'll be interesting to see if their responses differ compared to anybody else's in town. Level of education. A lot of folks with post-secondary education in town, as we probably expected. Significant number of folks who have their doctoral degree, but we also had a good number of folks that identified as just having a high school graduate or GED, so that's good as well. Military, 8% had been involved in some branch of the military. Sexual orientation, again, this is one where we got some responses that really key into how people feel about the issues. As one might expect, a large majority heterosexual. Also a good significant portion who identify as gay or lesbian in town. And then some representation from asexual, bisexual, and pansexual, queer, and questioning as well. So relatively diverse for a small town with regards to how people really identify their sexual orientation. Religion, again, not a big surprise. 52% Christian, 11% no affiliation, which is similar to, I believe, agnostic atheist. And then again, this kind of spiritual, but no specific religious affiliation. That's scratching. Sorry, my dog. So that's really the demographics. Like I said, we'll have to compare to the census and the ACS community survey data to see if it's representative of the town. But any immediate feedback, questions, concerns with regards to the demographic data specifically?
Madam Chair, I actually do have a question, and it's kind of weird to call you Madam Chair. So did you have a particular thought process on why to combine the political identification section? I believe you talked about the far left and the far right, and then liberal and conservative, how you kind of combined that. Did you have a particular thought process, or was it just based upon the amount of information that was presented in the surveys?
So I think that ultimately in our final report that we put out, we'll put out the data as it is without the manipulated data. So the manipulated data and those categories are largely for the analysis piece. It will be easier to compare left-leaning people and right-leaning people than it will be, and moderate people. The fewer categories you have, the easier it is to use as a splicer when you're looking at the data. So for instance, I also have categories that I didn't put in here yet, but that I'll show you later, where like I have people who identify, are you a person who identifies with a minority sexual orientation, a minority gender? So those are simply yes, no questions. So you can compare people that yes, have that factor, or no, do not have that factor. And it's easier to, when you're comparing the data that way. But I did not put all of those different ways to look at the data in here. So we'll present the data in its true and complete form without any of the manipulation, and then explain, you know, when we use these manipulated categories to do the analysis to make it a little easier on us.
Cool. Makes sense to me.
Any other questions or concerns about demographics? Okay. So then what I was hoping to do is show you the spreadsheet I'm kind of using to do the analysis, which is going to take quite some time, as you might imagine. But ultimately, I downloaded the data, and anything that's a colored column is a manipulated column. So for instance, basically, in order to look at the data and compare things easily, I figured it would be the best thing to weight responses. So for all the questions that were rated from fair or poor to good or excellent rather, it's a 1 to 4 scale. Excellent being 4, poor being 1. And then by doing that, you can average, get the average score for that question. So that's what your blue columns are, is changing the response from a word to a ranking or a number. And then, as I just mentioned, from an analysis standpoint, if we, for any reason, decided we wanted to see, did people who responded favorably to question 1A answer differently to any of the other questions, I created a bifurcated response. So is this a favorable response, which would be excellent or good, or an unfavorable response, poor or fair, so that we can use that if we want to, when we do some slicing and dicing of the data and looking at things. So each question has both a score and has been assigned to a category, where they said don't know, it's a 0 or an NA in terms of the score and the category. And so I did that for all of the questions. Similar concept for the questions that were from strongly agree to strongly disagree. So same thing, weighted them 0, 1 to 4, and then either favorable or unfavorable in terms of the categories. And then as you go down, so the simplified race categories, which I showed you already, which lumps people into multiracial or a single race, whether they are BIPOC based on white being non-BIPOC and BIPOC being everybody else who identifies as some person of color identity. And then for gender identity, it's do you identify with a minority gender identity? And these are using lookup tables. So if we ever decided that the definition of a minority gender needed to change, so down here, as you can see, if you're a minority gender, you identify as transgender, questioning, or gender non-conforming, male and female would be considered a majority gender identity. So it's comparing the person's response against these tables to come back with the data that's showing up in these columns. So same thing with minority sexual orientation, same with the military question, because we asked the different types of military they could be in, so I simplified it into a yes, no. And then I also did a simplification of the post-secondary education. Do they have it? Do they not? Didn't really do anything with regards to the AMI yet. As we anticipated, we were largely 80% of the AMI and over, or 120% over. I think just over 50% identified as being at 120% of the AMI and over. So it could have been more, but we do have people who are between 80 and 120, and then even some folks who are below 30% of the AMI. So I was happy with the diversity in those responses. And then here's the political affiliation grouping, as I already mentioned. So the idea is that we could use these as a way to see if someone with post-secondary education responded differently than someone without. Someone who identifies with a minority gender answers differently than someone who has a majority gender identity. So then the goal, I think, for here, for each of these questions, I sent you the example. I only had time to do one of the questions, so I only got through question 1. But the idea is that we would come up with an average rating for each of the sub, like, so question 1 had a bunch of sub questions. So making all residents feel welcome, attracting people from diverse backgrounds. So you can see in the document I sent that, again, 4 was excellent, 1 was poor. I excluded folks with don't know responses because those were weighted with 0 and they really lower the count. And if they don't know, then, you know, that's illustrative in and of itself, but felt that the rating should be from people who actually responded on that scale. So you can see the variation here. So since there were 182 results, 182 minus 144 is the number that had don't know. And I could also add a column specifically to to show how many don't knows there were, if folks think that that's helpful. But basically got the average weighted score for each of these sub questions for question one. So just over, leaning slightly positive on the making all residents feel welcome, because four would be the max score that you can get. Under leaning negative on attracting people from diverse backgrounds to work, live in Bolton, slightly over, slightly favorable for valuing and demonstrating respect for residents from diverse backgrounds. Again, slightly favorable for treating all residents fairly. More favorable towards providing a safe and secure environment for all residents of all backgrounds. Similarly, favorable for providing equal employment opportunities to residents of all backgrounds, which you can see again, this one had a lot of don't knows. So the N that's being counted is smaller. Slightly favorable for providing equal access to housing for residents of all backgrounds. Slightly favorable for welcoming residents from all backgrounds to participate in local government. Creating awareness of Bolton's diversity, again, very slightly favorable, and offering gathering places for diverse groups of people to get together, slightly favorable. So a lot were very kind of middle of the way. There was none that were like extremely poor or, you know, very excellent, but these scores will be interesting to see when I add the slices, right? So how do these scores vary when we look at only women, or how do they vary when we look at only people who are left-leaning, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the idea, is like to see if there's any type of variation in that. And I will be able to figure out like, what's my standard, what's the standard deviation at, you know, 95%. The standard deviation is going to be pretty significant though. I think it's going to be between 6 and 8%, unfortunately, just because of the small number of surveys that we got. There's not too much we can do about that. So my hope was to do this kind of analysis with the average outing, the averaging of the score for each of the questions 1 through 6, I think it is. 1 through 6, yeah. Those are all the ones that were ranked on a scale. Hadn't really gotten much further than that to see what we should do with the, I think for the ones are, have you ever been discriminated on based on this identity? I was thinking of just presenting those as a percentage and number, how many said that they had been discriminated on again by that identity. Again, for the question of how much diversity do you think Bolton should have? So probably averaging those numbers out and then seeing how that changes when you slice it by different identities. And then obviously have to come up with a way of probably grouping some of the, which I have them hidden on here just because they took up so much space, but all of the narrative questions, right? Because that's where you get a lot of your meat and potatoes. Trying to group them into like responses and kind of, you know, come up with a way to explain that group. So for instance, a number of respondents felt that this commission is a waste of time and energy, and maybe give one or two examples of that response. Or, you know, on the other hand, a lot of people felt that the creation of this commission is one of the positive things that they could identify related to DEI in town, and give an example of one or two of those responses. And kind of pull it all into a report with some narrative, the data, some narrative and some data, kind of like the community assessment that was done in 2019. So that was my kind of plan and approach, but wanted to see what folks think, or if you think we should get some outside assistance.
That's really impressive, what you've done so far. It's excellent.
Thanks. I love Excel, if you can't tell.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you are a power user, Amanda.
Pivot tables make me happy. Anybody who doesn't like them hasn't talked to me yet.
Oh no, I love pivot tables. I'm just not, I'm not like, it takes me forever to figure out what I'm doing. So yeah, this is excellent. And I'm just excited to see it in action now.
Yeah.
Were you speaking? I didn't really hear you.
Hey, you can't hear me?
Yeah.
No, I can hear you.
Oh, I was just asking if you were going to say something because your hand is up.
Oh, I just wanted to bring the attention. It looks like we have a quorum now.
Oh, yes, we do. If Rhea, are you there or just listening in? I know she had texted me and said she had some surgery today. Yeah, so she may not be able to actively chime in. We can leave it till next meeting. It's not like it's a an important order of business to pass the minutes.
I'm here. Oh. I'm watching. I had a lot of work on my face the past 2 days.
So
I'm all like,
I hope you're not in pain.
I can't, it's hard to talk. So
well, we won't make you talk too much.
Okay. But, I don't know. I can't think about it right now, but if you'd like, Amanda, I do have a little background in statistics. So maybe we can look to see if there are any programs that would generate answers to our questions.
Yeah, definitely.
Give us all the standard deviations and anything else that we're looking, factor out different characteristics. So I'm sure there's some open source programs somewhere.
Yeah, I do have one tool that I use for surveys through work that, will give me the standard deviation and the, I forget what it's called. I don't know why I'm blanking, but the percentage of validity, basically. Right. But and other than that, I don't have anything. So that'd be great if.
Right. So we can, and because you've got all the, your data already placed in a nice, format, so that might be easily transferred into another program that will generate. And I think Excel probably, I mean, I think it aligns with, what's the name of that program? Access? It's a Microsoft. It's called, I can't remember right now.
Access is like the, which I don't know if we need it for this, but it's a three-dimensional database.
No, I'll figure it out.
Relational database.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I'd be very happy to help, but I'm going to listen now because okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hope you feel better. So yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to have a little bit of time to work on this and whoever else wants to help me.
Let us know what we can do. I'm happy to help.
Okay. I think like once I get the data, I'll probably end up having, a bunch of tables, and it's the analysis, right? Looking at it and figuring out, like, what does this mean? And from that, what do we recommend, right? So the narrative piece is going to be where I'm probably really going to need some buy-in and assistance, because otherwise it'll just be my interpretation of the data, and we want it to be fully fleshed out. So I will keep working on that. So,
Madam Chair,
one
thing. So I know we are an advisory committee, but I wonder if we went to the Board of Selectmen and asked them, are there any specific set of data points that you're looking for that can maybe help to guide us with, going through the data and providing that feedback to them? If there's some, need to know or something that they wish that they would need to know about the town and the population here, maybe there might be some things that we can get to them more directly by asking them, okay, we obtained some data. We have some data points. Is there anything in specifically that you're looking to get to learn about the town? Maybe there be through historical trends and, trying to get everything kind of, wrapped up for them if they want a pretty bow.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly ask if there's any specific ways they want to see the data, but if there's anything in particular they want to see, they needed to let us know that before we did the survey, because you can't answer a question that you didn't know in the beginning, right? Like that's, we designed the survey the way it's designed. And if the question that they want answered isn't answered in the survey, then they're, it's a little late for that. But yeah, if there's ways they want us to slice the data or look at it, we can certainly.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I know we collected whoever filled out the survey and was nice enough to provide as much information as possible. We do have a great amount of data, and I think there can be a lot drawn from the data that we collected.
Hopefully, that is the point. So to go back to the agenda, I had discussion of next steps and time frame. I think that we said we wanted to have, you know, our draft report back to them between August and September time frame. Hoping that's still feasible, if I can squeeze some time in and we can find some time over the summer to work on the narrative. Do folks still think that's pretty reasonable?
I think so.
I mean, they're going to be pretty busy, you know, between now and then with the budget and hopefully one referendum, but who the heck knows, right? And in the meantime, while we're working on the analysis, the other thing on the agenda is discussion of other commission activities. So I will be honest, I did not have time to reach out to the librarian about the book group yet. It was a short amount of time between last meeting and this one, and there were several conventions in the middle that I was attending at town meeting, so it ended up being a busy month, but still hoping to do that. So I will reach out before June to see how the library feels about that. And probably it would probably have to be a discussion with the board, right? The library board potentially. And so we may have to pull something together to present to them. But we'll see what the librarian says, our lead librarian. With regards to the living discussion, living history, sorry. In the packet, I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at the packet before the meeting, but the last page is a potential blurb that I wrote to solicit people who may be interested in sharing their story. I think the goal, right, is to have people present about a part of themselves and how that part of themselves has impacted their life or what it means to them and how it makes them both unique and similar to other people, so that people can both try to understand an experience different from theirs, but also at the same time relate to them. And so I was trying to capture the gist of that purpose in this blurb, but didn't really know where to go from there. Didn't, you know what folks thought about next steps or the project in general.
One thing that I think is that if we want to do this, we need to have a number in mind, a minimum number of how many people are willing to participate to make this a worthwhile project. If it's one person, are we just going to do like a one and longer, you know, story about them? Or are we going to try to do like 10 smaller blurbs? Or I just have an idea.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure where the CBC thing stood or if that was even the route we wanted to go, definitely. I don't know how watched CBC is. So I had written this in a means that maybe people could share a written blurb that we could post on social media groups, or they could do their own little video, you know, on their phone and send it to us if they wanted to share. So trying to keep it as open as possible, but we could also, you know, if we decide we wanted to do like a half hour CBC show, we could also figure that out. But we hadn't really figured out any of those details. So just trying to keep it broad for now, but we would need to figure all that out, right? And I did get, I want to say 6 are 6 to 8 different people who gave me their email address or phone number through the survey who wanted to be contacted for more information, one of which was my husband. So don't really feel like I need to reach out to him, but, and then someone who told me I'd rather eat glass than give you my information. So wow. Not going to reach out to that person, to, you know, but you take it in stride.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, I think it's a good start. I, you know, honestly, I don't know how many responses we'll get, but at the very least, it's very easy to put something like this on social media and see what happens.
One.
Yeah, so Rhea did post a suggestion in the chat, and I'll go ahead and read that.
Thanks.
She said, maybe we can host a multicultural picnic at the farm that reflects the various ethnicities in our community. And then I'm going to add a few things that I thought about as well, potential steps to try to get accomplished. So the first one I have is, personally, I would like to have the town make some type of proclamation, you know, promoting diversity, inclusion, and denouncing racism in all states and sizes. Oh, I heard a little bit of feedback there. Okay. So I'm not sure what trajectory would be needed to accomplish that, but I would hope that if that was brought to the Board of Selectmen, that their first initial response wouldn't be, why do we need that? I would hope it would immediately get a lot of, you know, favor. People will be open to that particular idea. The second thing that I actually have as well.
Can I interrupt? My internet completely went and I didn't hear what your idea was. Can you summarize it very briefly?
Sure. Basically what I've stated is that I like to see the town make a proclamation promoting diversity, inclusion, and denouncing racism in all shapes, sizes, and forms. And then I further went on to say that, you know, I would hope that idea was brought forward.
I heard that part.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, didn't know how much you heard. The second thing that I have is, and it kind of goes along with Rhea's idea a bit, the town to have some type of a cultural awareness and celebration event sponsored by the town, pushed by the town, maybe some activities, like some type of food cuisine that, you know, has different foods of different ethnicities, maybe an art exhibition where you have people that, you know, would show their artwork, whether it be a statue, painting, whatever it may be. Maybe something music and dance. So I went to a liberal arts college and I know a lot of knowledge and awareness can be created and learned from, you know, your arts, your music, your dance. Those in itself can make people aware that there's differences and different experiences and there's the art of storytelling. I think that could be something that could benefit the town if people obviously are open to that. But just to give that option would also show, I think, in my opinion, that the town is, you know, welcoming to people of all different experiences and backgrounds. So that's the second thing I would propose. And the third idea is, you may have seen people here in this committee may have seen where people are lined up in a straight line and you have a person that's, you know, posing out questions based upon a certain experiences. So maybe privileged walks, if people are willing to participate in that, and maybe incorporating getting CBC involved, we can kind of have that whole media approach and have something recorded. If people, you know, are willing to be recorded and participate in that particular activity, then I think that can be spun off in a nice production format and, you know, just let people aware, like, hey, you know, your experiences may be different from the person to your left or to your right. And I find that that may be pretty eye-opening if people are come with an open mind and are willing to have respectful conversation and discussion around that.
Other thoughts about other activities the group should, could tackle, understanding that we only have 5 months left of our authorized meetings right now. I mean, my proposal would be that since we are dwindling down in time, that it may make sense to create subgroups of no more than 2 people to work on some of these things, if these are things that the group wants to do, because I don't think, you know, having one person work on it and in between and waiting to meet up as a group, we're going to get very far as quickly as we might want to. And now that we're in the warm months, if we did want to have an event or something, we would want to do it probably, you know, while the weather's still nice, people can convene outside, like Rhea was suggesting, at the farm maybe, or something like that. So what do folks think about how we should proceed moving forward with some of these ideas?
I think breaking up into those small silos of, you know, subcommittees of 2 people would help to bring a lot of traction if we wanted to maybe try to look at 1 or 2 activities and really try to push forward. I think that could be a possible movement to definitely consider.
Do you think it's worth posting on social media to find out what people might be interested in? If they're interested in?
In terms of like what options are we giving them, or is it just free for all?
I was thinking just a free for all, like, you know, just what kinds of events would you like to see in town to talk about this subject, or not at all, or just, you never know. I mean, it might give us a direction to move in.
I mean, we could always narrow down some choices and do a poll.
Yep.
Should we, if we do invoke that particular idea, we should probably wrap around some time constraints around that. As Madam Chair did state that we are operating on a short amount of time, and that time seems to be exponentially progressing forward quickly.
So what ideas would we want to have on this potential list? I mean, are we talking about everything in terms of all these ideas that we've talked about? So a book group, a resource list, the living history, the celebration, or are we talking about specifically ideas for in-person type events?
Maybe we can provide a little bit of a lead by suggesting some things and then offering the ability to, you know, kind of write in what you would like to see, kind of, you know, mimicking some of the positioning, or not the positioning, the structure that we had with the surveys.
I mean, if we're going to use Facebook poll, I don't think there's an option to add an other, but I haven't used those, to be honest.
Is there an option to comment on a poll?
I don't know. I'd have to. Social media is not my strong suit. Aside from a basic post, that's about all I can do. But I can look into it. And I don't know that, you know, we did ask a question in the survey about, you know, suggestions, but I don't know that anybody necessarily had any awesome ideas. I'm trying to get to that question right now. Like, so we had a question about suggestions, like, what do you have any suggestions? But they weren't very concrete. Affordable housing came up a lot. Thanks, Rhea, for joining us. Let's see. forums where people can get together to discuss diversity and inclusion in a way that people feel safe to, in a safe place, would be important. However, I'm frankly worried about retribution in this town for those of us who speak up, was one response. Better music at the gazebo was one response. Call out racist, derogatory, unaccepting, hurtful behaviors without exception and without bias. So that's more, it's not really an event, but a safe place to gather to have coffee and meet people. Let's see. A lot of housing came up. You know, I think that there was generally support to bring people together to discuss these issues. The question is, like, how do we go about it? Because I do think that there's a big difference between a cultural celebration and a privilege walk, which is kind of confrontational. You know, it's a great training and learning experience, and I would love to do it because I think, you know, I have personally learned a lot from it. But I almost think that things may need to happen in like a stepwise process, open hearts and minds first. And then, I don't know.
I almost feel like we need to know who our target audience is, because depending on what you do, you know, some of these people who say like an open, like more discussion, those are people who already kind of recognize that there's something to be learned.
Correct.
And so I guess my question is, are those like, and those are people that would be more open to a celebration of diversity and, you know, that kind of thing. Or are we looking to have like a safe place for people who might feel very strongly in a different direction, but won't necessarily want to be confronted, but maybe to show up and, you know, listen, but not talk, you know, or I feel like we're not going to get people who felt very strongly about some of those questions to come to something. And so what do we do about that? Do we say, well, ignore it for now and maybe they'll come around in time? Or do we want to try to engage them in some manner, some safe manner now? Or do we, I don't know. I honestly don't know. But I think that depending on who our target audience is, we'll help determine what we're going to do.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Paula. The other thing that I worry about is just apathy and lack of engagement in any kind of town activities. It seems to me that specific events, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but there are already some organized events in the summer. Maybe one opportunity would be to tag team with one of them, like the summer concert series. Maybe we do something next door to that, right? I mean, the library is right there. Maybe we can have a tent, or I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Yes, and I know that they used to do that farmers market. They might do that again in the summer, like in the center of town.
Yeah, I think they usually do that in August, late August, maybe.
That could be an interesting idea if we tagged along with the farmers market and had like people, well, and we'd have to figure out the permitting and everything if people were going to come share like a cultural cuisine with someone. You know, like we could have the farmers market, but also have people share their culture with whoever comes to the farmer's market.
Because at the farmer's market, I think, I haven't been to it, but I think they also have booths with people selling like their local goods, like potentially even like jewelry and stuff. So I don't think it's just like food stuff per se, but I'm not positive about that.
I seem to recall, and I could be entirely wrong, but I thought I heard from somebody that the farmers market wasn't happening anymore. Mm-hmm. So we better check on that.
I So, I mean, we have a lot of ideas and no clear.
Well, I was going to say the other thing we could do is maybe partner with another town and together do something that both, we would invite people from both towns to sort of, it gets more people at an event and is not limited, you know, since attendance could be low.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of something on the green because it's visible and like a lot of people drive by, right? And so maybe they stop to see like what the heck is going on, right? How, I mean, some things have been well attended, right? Like the, there was a Winterfest, I didn't go, but that was pretty well attended. And anything, and then the Christmas caroling was pretty well attended. But I agree. I think that we're going to get the people who want to be there. We're not going to get the people who don't want to be there, right? Unless they're there for nefarious reasons. I do think that we may want to come up with recommendations after reviewing the survey analysis for, I don't want to say forcing people into things, but people that are in positions of leadership in the town. So people like us who are on a commission, whether it's volunteer or elected, suggesting that perhaps they do an in-service event kind of thing. Because I know that town staff and school staff, right, they have to do diversity and equity training. I don't know how good it is or quality it is. I'd love to see what they have to do or listen to. But I know that commission members, I don't think, have to do any type of DEI training. And that's potentially something that we may want to consider recommending to the Board of Selectmen for implementation, just because I know there's been comments made by some commission members at various meetings. And I think it's important for everybody to understand the power of their words. But I think that's potentially the only route we could go to enforcing some type of training with people who are visible to the rest of the town, right? The people who may make errant comments on social media, they're, you know, we can't force them to come to any type of event, but hopefully if, you know, their neighbor or someone goes to this great event, perhaps word will get around, you know, and things will start organically, but, you know, there is a subset of the population that I don't think will ever reach, right? So what do folks want to do as next steps? Do we want to, so we have quite a few ideas. We have the book groups with the library and other partnerships with the library regarding like resource lists and everything. The Living History Project, and then a multicultural celebration in town, the proclamation promoting diversity and inclusion and renouncing racism by the town, a privilege walk experience slash maybe other type of integrative training or experiential learning. And then we discussed polling residents to see what they would like to do. We discussed needing to know our target audience, but I think we've kind of identified that the target audience is probably going to be the people who want to be there for now anyways, right? And other things may take more forethought. And we discussed latching on to some of the other events that may be going on in the summer. I guess I wouldn't think it's unreasonable to maybe combine. And does anybody know who plans the summer concert series?
The town rec.
Town rec?
Yeah.
It could be interesting, and they probably already have it planned out, but if we could plan a concert series where maybe we had, and I don't know how many we'd be able to get, but like different bands representing different types of music and cultures to come and do just, you know, their own little set, like 15 minutes a piece or whatever, and rotate through while also having like a food ideas and games on the side as well. Like it would be an addition to, but we could frame it as part of the concert series, and then maybe you might get more buy-in. It would take quite a bit of lifting.
I mean, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, but I'm thinking they may already have the band selected with the dates by now already, but I don't know.
They'd have to be willing to add one, I think, is the gist of it, which I don't know if they can or would be interested in doing, or what it costs the town, if anything, to do it.
I mean, I really think it's a good idea. So if you're kind of leveraging something that already has probably, you know, gets the biggest set of exposures, biggest draw in the town, I think leveraging and piggybacking off of anything like that would definitely be a benefit.
I think it's worth an ask. You know, I mean, adding one date sounds like it shouldn't be too big of an ask.
Does anybody have ideas of, like, I don't know, what bands to ask or who might have ideas to help out with this thing? Because I don't, you know, I don't think anybody would want to listen to me sing like Italian music or like
that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm not a resource, but we could start off with the music teachers at the school. They might know people.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mr. I have a friend that's like a DJ, and they're like, their heritage is from Central America, but I mean, that's not a live band, but I'm sure they would like be willing to play all sorts of music, or it's just a possibility.
Even just coming out with bachata, merengue, the different types of and dancing gets people, I mean, if you've been to the concert series, which I've been to a couple, I don't know if I should admit that or not, but, you know, people like to get up and dance, and I think that would be a good way to engage people, is have danceable music, right? From, if we can get it from different cultures, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, one thing that I...
reach out.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead, Quan.
Oh, okay, sorry. So one of the things I just thought about, too, while we're in the midst of discussion is... I have a cousin that owns a dance studio, and I could reach out to her and, you know, see if she would be willing to, you know, kind of do maybe some type of skit or session and be a part of this event. If we put it forward and get approval.
Yeah, cool.
Dance in some puddles.
The drainage. No, I could see that that goes along with, I mean, we could do it all in one night, you know. Yeah. I mean, we could have a dance portion of the night, which is cool.
Yeah, yep, definitely. And
I was just gonna say that I can reach out to the music teachers at the school and see if they have any ideas.
So this request would have to go to the Board of Selectmen, we think.
I don't know. It's a good question. If it's run by the rec department, then I wouldn't think so.
And I guess I could reach out to Jim Rupert and whoever our the rec person is and see what steps would be.
Yeah, I can't remember who the rec person is.
Somebody newer recently. Didn't somebody leave and then the part-time person became full-time, if I recall? I just don't know the name.
Yeah.
So, all right. So it looks like we really want to proceed with this celebration thing, and we have some next steps to take there. With regards to the other potential activities, I'll still reach out about the book group. That's not a heavy lift, you know, and that's voluntary as people want to do it. But the living history, is that something we still want to do, or do we want to... I mean, we could bring it up next meeting when we have more people, or.
You know, one thing I just thought of is that we could consider is that's cheap is doing like a movie night on the green, where if we could have, I don't know how you do this, but like some sort of a sheet or screen that you hang, you know, hang up, and then everybody just come, and it could be a movie that's thought-provoking, timely, you know. And just
have you seen Oprah's The Color of Care? That's pretty good, and it's kind of short.
So, you know, something that, like, maybe people could bring their kids to. I don't know if, you know, no, that wouldn't be okay. But maybe
it's about how COVID killed so many people of color. So,
okay, so maybe you
do not heartwarming.
Maybe you do more than one.
But I know, you know what would be really good? That would get people involved, and we could get, if we could get somebody in to talk about it, like Encanto. Encanto is huge right now, and that is a cultural movie. Yeah. And that could open doors for conversation.
It's free, right? Everybody just bring a lawn chair, you know, in terms of the event. Yeah. We just have to figure out how to get, I'm not tech enough to be able to figure out how to.
I could also ask the rec person about that.
That might run into like acquiring rights.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
There are a bunch of places that do it, you know. Town of Hartford, I think City of Hartford does it, and other people do it. So it can't be too challenging.
Even if it was like something that's like already on Netflix, it would still need to. I don't know anything about it, but it seems to me like if I've got a subscription, I can play it at my house as long as I'm not getting money for it, right?
Right, maybe.
I remember in college years ago, I was part of the Nicaragua club. Like, I would go with a group and volunteer in Nicaragua, and we showed like a movie at the college, and we did have to like get the rights from like the makers of the movie or something to be able to show it. But that was like a long time ago.
Yeah, it may depend.
There's a thing called the fair use. I know it's a big thing for social media. So I think one of the components of the fair use is you can show somebody else's work if you're making commentary on it, if you're providing some type of analysis, but don't quote me on it, but I think it's the Fair Use Act. You might wanna check into that too as well when we're talking about, you know, seeking permissions and getting rights and things of that nature.
It sounds like to me like you're volunteering to look into that.
I am, huh?
Okay. All right. Well, it is 8 o'clock. So I do want to keep us on time. So I will reach out to the library. I will reach out to the rec person. Jen, you're going to reach out to your DJ friend to see if they would be interested in something like this.
Yes.
Okay. Koan will talk to his cousin, and we'll see about getting this celebration started. And then sounds like we're going to table the living history for more discussion next meeting, because no one had any strong feelings about that. I know John was really promoting that idea, and so maybe at next meeting he'll want to take the lead on that. And we'll keep plugging along with the survey analysis, and I will try to keep coming with more information to share and ask you to help with the narrative as we get to that point. Did I miss anything?
Could we ask about the proclamation? That I think that would be something if they're open to it.
I don't think we're there yet. I think if you want to form a subcommittee and pull together like a formal request, I think we need to flesh it out. I mean we need to know exactly what we're going to the board and asking them for.
Yeah, I went over complicated.
I think we should bring that up at the next meeting and vote when we have a quorum to see how people feel and what we should do, because I think that needs to come from the whole committee, because we don't have half of our team with us today. But I think maybe that's one of the recommendations we set forth in our report as well, right? Because the end of that report should be recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be key. We've seen some language that's really quite offensive. Well, you haven't, but I've seen a lot of language in some of the comments that really just illustrates some insensitivity, what I would define as insensitivity, that hopefully a proclamation like that would just put the town on the right side of things and let everybody know that that kind of language and behavior is not condoned by town members. But all right, well, let's see here. Was there anything else on the agenda? Nope, summary of assigned tests I just did. So we are ready to adjourn if no one has any other questions or comments, and we'll see you in June.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye. Good night.
Bye. Real quick, Amanda, yeah. Real quick, can you review the summary of assigned tasks and who was assigned what?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody can go, it's just for the minute.
So I still have to reach out to the librarian about the book groups. I'm going to reach out to the rec department and gym to see about what it would take to get like a summer concert series focused on cultural events. Jen is going to reach out to her friend who's a DJ to see if he or she would be willing to participate in such an event. Quan is going to reach out to his cousin to see if maybe we can get some dancing at the event. And Anne is going to reach out to the music teachers at the school to see if they have any ideas for bands or people that might want to participate in such an event. And I'm also going to ask about what it would take to do movies on the green that are thought-provoking and family-oriented. And keep working on the analysis of the
survey. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.